You know, I'm so excited that this is the 370th show that I kind of feel a song coming on. Ooh, 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 ooh. No, actually, I feel 90 minutes of ambient electronic and contemporary instrumental music coming on. And it starts with Byron Metcalf and Dosh Mesh.
Thank you.
Well, that seems as good a place as any to stop for the moment. Came through some shadowy areas, ended up in kind of a neoclassical space. All kinds of stuff going on here in these first 45 minutes of Hypnagogue Podcast number 370. Hi there. My name's John Shanahan. I am your host, and I'm so glad you've taken the time to download and listen to this episode. Here at the halfway point, sometimes we stop and talk about what we've been listening to so we can all just kind of think it over. Mull it, if it were. Not the hair thing, the mulling of the thing. Okay, enough of that. Here is what you listened to. So many new listeners just immediately left. We started off with Byron Metcalf and Dosh Mesh, a fantastically deep album called Heart of the Deep Time. I know I say this often, but I have had this one on loop a lot since I received it. A fantastic album, takes you nice and deep into your inner world. Grab a hold of this. That track was called Deep Time 6. After that, some dark ambient from Ashtoreth. That was Rite 4 from the album Rites 3 and 4. And then, when this next piece started up, did you just for a second think that I had decided to play you something from Philip Glass's Koyaanis Katsi soundtrack? Because when I heard this piece, which I adore, that was my first thought. That wonderful kind of deep church organ, slow chord thing that starts off Koyaanis Katsi, and this immediately put me in mind of it, and I really enjoy this piece. The artist is called, well, here we have to talk for a minute. It's the word now and the word here with a pipe symbol in between them. So it's either like now here, or it's kind of like nowhere, but there's a pipe symbol in the middle. I'm going to go with now here, because I feel like it today. Next time we play now here, maybe it'll be nowhere. Who knows? The album is called The Wayfarer. That wonderful track was called Drag, Holy Breathing. After that, it was Mathems with Airlift from The Woe Trumpets, which is a great album title. And then we had Quindicesimo Arcano, who is giving me an opportunity to horribly mangle the Italian language with the track Il Male Non Perdona, which is Evil Does Not Forgive. Yeah, I put some echo on that just because. From the album, here we go. Buckle up, you ready? Il Funesto Viaggio di un Oscuro Indagatore. The Baleful Journey of a Dark Investigator. Okay. Great piece. Intriguing name. Badly pronounced Italian. Welcome to the Hypnagogue Podcast. We closed out this first set with Daniel Gottardo with his track Reflection Garden, and that is from the album Inkblot. There's another 45 minutes to go here as we continue to dig into the great music from the holding tanks. This, my friends, is Hypnagogue Podcast 370.
Thank you.
Lone Word helping Hypnagogue podcast number 370 glide to a quiet close. That was Unbroken Horizon from his latest release, which is just fantastic, called Our Unyielding Sky. Just an amazing classic space music album. So deep and so worth diving into. Before that, Parallel Worlds with the title track from Dark Energy. Subtle Shift before that was Sunlit Depths from Somber Frequencies. Jam Caray with The Other Side, their new album. It's not what I was expecting from Jam Caray from the few things that I've listened to, but really tasty album called Island in the Red Night Sky. And we started off this set with new music from Liminal Drifter that was Cut Out from Cortisol 22. In case you're new here, every 2 weeks, the Hypnagogue podcast seeks to bring you the best in ambient, electronic, and contemporary instrumental music. We usually run pretty eclectic around these parts, and you never know what's coming next. And that's just the way I like it, and I hope that's just the way you like it as well. If you're not already subscribing to the podcast, may I suggest that you do so that you don't miss a single episode. It's easy enough to do. Go anywhere. Search for Hypnagogue Podcast, whichever service you use to get your various podcasts. It's out there. You can also get notified of new episodes by email. How beautifully archaic is that becoming? You just head to hypnagoguepodcast.com. Again, a website. Who does that shit anymore? And over on the right-hand side, you will see a space to enter your email address. You can join about 200 other people who are already doing so. And that sucker pops right up in your inbox. It's like magic science stuff. My name is John Shanahan, and I thank you again for taking the time to download and listen to me as I exercise my hobby that I call the Hypnagogue Podcast. I'll be back in 2 weeks. I hope that you're here as well. And until that time, my lovely friends, I bid you all peace and power.